7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Hey, monkeys, it's Monkey Dan and the Live Wild or Die podcast. Just wanted to give a quick intro to this episode. So I made a post on Instagram a few days back talking about motivation and the wild man, Monkey Ken, who is on Instagram at Brock_Blades. He made a comment that kind of was a good reminder for me of the difference between motivation and discipline and why it's so important to recognize that. So just kind of wanted to talk more about that, how it relates to the monkey mindset and just training, health, and wellness in general. So again, I really appreciate you guys commenting, whether it's on Instagram posts, Facebook, YouTube videos. It really helps keep me thinking and the conversation going. So thanks so much. Hope you guys enjoy the episode and we'll see you out there. Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Live Wild or Die podcast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And on this episode, I wanted to talk about the difference between motivation and discipline. And this was all inspired by my man, Ken Brock. His Instagram handle is at Brock_Blades. He makes these awesome, beautiful, badass handmade knives. He sent me one, very kind of him. And it's an awesome piece. It's super high quality, highly recommended. So check him out. But I had made an Instagram post a few days back talking about basically motivation and inspiration and how seeing people training with monkey products or just doing anything wild, going hard, pushing themselves, how it gets me really inspired and motivated. And I thought Monkey Ken's response was kind of just a good reminder of the difference between motivation and discipline and how different they are and how important it is to recognize that difference. So I'm just going to read his comment and then we can talk more about it. So from at Brock_Blades, he says, I get inspiration from seeing other folks crushing a workout or doing some difficult move that I want to try. I'm a little different on motivation though. A lot of guys at work ask me how I'm motivated to be in the gym every morning before work, and I reply, I'm not. For me, it's not motivation, it's discipline. If I allow motivation to be a part of it, I probably would not show up. And a little bit more after that, but this was a really good reminder for me about how important it is not only to be excited about doing, but actually doing. So I know I'm super guilty of this myself, but I'll spend hours online reading blogs, watching YouTube videos, getting super psyched up for whether it's a big bike ride, a big climb, some sort of long trail hike or a multi-sport link up, anything like that, or even just a workout. I'll get super excited, but then it's the doing part that can get a little tricky sometimes. So I think I definitely have that discipline to get in the gym, stay consistent. I know I've had that since, you know, I was a relatively young kid, but the difference I see between motivation and discipline is motivation is just being excited. There's no actual action. Whereas discipline is pure action. So you can be super motivated about something and never act or do. You could also be very disciplined and have zero motivation, but still act consistently every single day. And I think for fitness, health, general wellness, and I'm not really into using the word happiness anymore, but I think finding purpose and finding peace in your life, I think that's all going to be the result more of discipline than motivation. And again, discipline for me and what Monkey Ken's talking about is, it's that ability to shut off the negative thoughts or the desire to relax or watch TV or eat ice cream or not do something hard and do basically the opposite of what you want to do in the moment. So if in the moment I want to relax and not go run 10 miles, I need to be disciplined to actually get out the door and go do that. And I think it's little things as well. You know, Ken here, he even makes a comment. So he's talking about his friend that just got Pocket Monkey, which is awesome. Says, I told him not to rely on motivation, but instead make the workout a part of his day, just like brushing his teeth, getting dressed, etc. So I think in the West, especially, we've separated ourselves so much from nature and outside and just movement in general, whether it's cars, escalators, elevators, all these mechanical things that allow us not to move. We're so separated from it. We have this special place called a gym and this special time called your spin class, your yoga class, your HIIT class, whatever it is, that we kind of forget that you can constantly be quote unquote exercising and moving throughout the day. So I think we've talked about this before, but being in that monkey state of mind where you're just always looking to squeeze every little drop of movement potential, and I would consider it training potential as well. And I kind of put this into practice basically over the last 10, 11 months. My wife had a baby in September. She's almost one. It's crazy. My wife had a baby September 2018, and I had planned to do a 50-mile trail run, the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim. It's also like 12,000 feet of vertical climbing, so it's full on. But, you know, I knew I wasn't going to be able to do these crazy long runs all the time. So basically what I would do is just sneak in these kind of micro sessions throughout the day. If I was watching my little girl, I'd throw on my weight vest. If I was strolling her around the park, I would wear the weight vest, stop, do some pull-ups, push-ups, monkey bars, pocket monkey. There's a little kind of calisthenics park in our neighborhood. If she was napping, I would run sprints out on the lawn. There's kind of a courtyard with maybe a 40-yard lawn. So I'd run back and forth on that with the baby monitor. And it wasn't necessarily ideal, but it allowed me to accumulate this training volume that over time added up to, you know, being able to do the Grand Canyon and feel pretty awesome, actually. I definitely was tired. I was impressed that my joints didn't hurt. I wasn't super sore, to be honest. The sorest part of me actually was my triceps from using hiking poles, and as the climb out of the canyon, I was kind of extending my arm and using my triceps a lot. So body felt great. Recovery felt like I bounced back pretty well. No foot issues, nothing. And I think it was just from this high volume of relatively low intensity movement, exercise, training that I just was constantly doing throughout my day. So have the discipline and have the monkey mindset to stay consistent and to also shift your mindset to just taking every opportunity to move, to train, and be more wild. Thanks for listening, everyone. Monkey on.